You want me to say it again?
Yeah.
You're going to say your name, West Virginia basketball. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Oh, okay. Hi, my name is Gianna Cunningham. I'm from West Virginia, and you're listening to the Mike 100 podcast.
Try it again. Yeah, Mike Kaplan 100. You got it.
My fault.
Gianna Cunningham, women's basketball.
Hi, my name is Gianna Cunningham. I play WVU's women's basketball, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Hey, WVU, two take Gianna. Easy.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about their respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we are simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Today, super special guest, Gianna Cunningham, West Virginia basketball star. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Brentwood native. What's the word? How's everything going?
Everything's good. I'm glad to be back.
You grew up in, we live in Brentwood. You went to St. Francis Prep. Now you're a freshman at West Virginia. What's it like being a freshman in West Virginia during the pandemic?
Well, it's very different from what I expected for my visit. I'm expecting to go football games, yeah. You know, with my team, be around town, downtown, hanging out. And now it's like a ghost town.
Yeah.
Because everyone's gone. There's limited people at the football game. So I really get to experience the full freshman experience.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. I'm glad to be there. So,
Well, hopefully it'll pass soon, get back to some normal. I mean, I can only imagine a West Virginia football game, even going to the men's games, even your games now. What is it like with fake crowd noise and, you know, just really family in the stands, not a normal crowd?
It feels like to me like a high school game.
Yeah.
You know, people really don't come to girls' games.
Right.
Like they used to. But, like, the fake crowd noise, I just feel like I'd rather be silent where I can hear my coach.
Yeah.
Than a fake crowd noise that's not even there.
Yeah. You hear the fake noise and you look up and you don't see anyone in the stands.
Besides your parents or your teammates' parents or the opposing team's parents. That's about it.
So now being at West Virginia, the best conferences in the country, you guys just really started your season, but where are you really looking forward to most traveling to play against? Like what venue is going to be the most exciting for you?
Honestly, I think the most exciting thing for us is going to be playing Baylor again at Baylor.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because the first time we played them, we were tied at halftime, and I was really confident in my team. Like, we really got this. Like, we can beat Baylor. We can compete with Baylor.
Right.
But unfortunately, we lost. But I feel like that was a wake-up call for us.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have high expectations. You know, how – I mean, it's got to be so cool playing against Baylor. You've been watching, you know, all these women's college games growing up on TV. And now that you're actually there and playing and you guys have games on ESPN and, you know, all these, you know, national networks, what's that like? How cool is it to kind of fulfill your dream?
It's amazing. Like, I'm so used to always watching, like you said, growing up. Like, I can't wait to be there. And, like, look at me now. Time flies, and I'm here. I'm just like, wow, it's like a dream come true.
You played at St. Francis Prep. You ended up choosing West Virginia. Why, one, did you go to St. Francis Prep, and then how did the decision for West Virginia come?
Okay, so I chose St. Francis Prep because I wanted to be challenged physically and educationally, and I felt like Brentwood wasn't really the right place for me.
Yeah.
So I decided to go to St. Francis Prep.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely made the right choice. And then from there, you chose West Virginia. I was with you here when you were going through that whole process, when you narrowed it down to five schools. How hard was that decision to make, and, you know, why West Virginia?
Well, one thing I would do say is that when making a decision, do your research on your schools. Because, like, I found that I eliminated a lot of schools from, like, 20 to 5 from doing research.
Right.
And then the 5 to 1 with research.
Yeah.
And just watching them play before, you know, COVID happened. But I just feel like I chose West Virginia because I just love the vibe, the atmosphere, not just the town and the people, but, like, my team, the coaching staff.
Right.
I felt like it was my second family.
Yeah.
So I was very comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, you were super lucky, too. You didn't have to deal with the COVID pandemic going around during your recruiting process, so you're able to physically go and visit schools. Now, seniors, today, it's hard because they can't, you know, they're doing, like, virtual tours of the school. What were your top 5 choices?
West Virginia, Boston College, UCF, Illinois, and Rutgers.
Wow, those are top great 5 schools right there. Obviously, now at West Virginia, I've been watching you, rooting for you. We've been working together for a while. When did you really start playing basketball, and then when did it become like, wow, I really want to play at the next level, and then when did it become, I want to play high D1?
Well, it all started when I was in the 5th grade, and we had some, like, tournament called, like, Sharpshooter, and I was like, hey, I'll just try it out, you know?
Right.
Why not? And, like, I won!
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, like, maybe basketball is really for me.
Right.
Especially when people ask me, do you play basketball? And, like, I'm 5th grade standing solid 6 foot.
Right.
And I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, you really should try it out. So I was like, maybe I should. And then eventually I started playing with FST.
Yep.
Then I moved to Lightning. I moved around a lot because I was just trying to find the fit for me.
Yeah.
And then eventually I ended up with IXL.
Yep.
And I loved the program. Loved the coach, Walter Welsh.
Yeah.
And yep. I just felt like it was just
the right fit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. I mean, that's what happens in the, you know, club world, AAU or any club sports. You kind of have to, you know, see what's best for you and what's going to give you the best opportunities. I know playing at, you know, St. Francis Prep, you guys play a really high, you know, high level schedule as well. So between the IXL and the high school, you got to play against some top competition. Explain to maybe some of the younger kids listening just a day in your life during high school, what it was like, how much commitment you put in, traveling all the way to go to St. Francis Prep from Brentwood, doing practice, training, coming to me, you know, just like a normal day in your life, but how much you sacrificed to be where you're at now.
Okay, one thing I would do say is this. I sacrificed a lot of time with friends. So, like, okay, this is my day. I wake up at 4:30, right? Get dressed, get ready for school. I got to be out the house by 6. Because if I'm not out the house by 6, I'm missing that train.
Yeah.
So I catch the train. I get to Jamaica around, like, 7 o'clock. Wait for the bus a good 10, 15 minutes. I don't get to school until, like, 8 o'clock. School starts at 8:30. I don't finish school till like 2:40. Then practice from 4 to sometimes 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Jeez.
And then I have to go back, catch a train, go home, do my homework, eat, shower, go to sleep. And by the time I do all that, it's like 10:30, going 11.
Right. And you got to do it all over again.
Honestly, 7 days a week because I have practice Saturday and Sundays.
Yeah. And now that, you know, you put that time in, I think, one, it prepares you for that next level. And obviously it paid off because now you're at West Virginia. You know, now at West Virginia, what's a typical day, you know, for you in, like, in the Big 12? I mean, it's a little different now, I guess, with COVID and everything. But what's just a day in the life with practice, study hall, dining hall, eating, doing your homework, practice, shoot around, weightlifting?
Well, before, like, we just changed our schedule. But before, it was Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, we had weights at 7. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, we had conditioning at 6.
7 in the morning, 6 in the morning, yep.
Yes. So I was already accustomed to waking up early. So I was like, that's done deal for me. It was just that I was really nervous because I don't know what to expect during weightlifting and conditioning. Because high school conditioning and weightlifting is totally different from college.
Yep.
So it was definitely like a wake-up call for me. That's like, you got to work harder in off-season next year or whenever you get a chance to go home, like push yourself mentally and physically. So I feel like that was a wake-up call. Like I said before, it was just a lot to take in. But you have other people there, your teammates.
Right, that can help you, that have experience. Yeah, it's hard coming in as a freshman, having no idea what to expect. You know, now you're with grown women, 21, 22, 23 years old, and they've been doing it for years. They kind of know the system. They know how the working out works. They know what the conditioning is. They know, you know, all the sets offensively, defensively. Scale 1 to 10, how do you feel prepared you were going into, you know, your freshman year, between coming here, going to a prep school, going to, you know, high level AAU. How prepared do you think you were, or do you think just the adjustment in general was, you know, is going to be difficult for any freshman going in, just because it's new?
I give myself an 8 because I think I did pretty well, because I feel like prep really prepared me, like, education-wise,
right,
for the school, because, like, everything was always due at a certain time. Everything was online already. Mm-hmm. So this whole new online thing is really not really new to me.
Right.
Like, it would be to some other people. Yeah. So I feel like on that standpoint, I'm good. Like, but high school and AAU definitely really prepared me for playing against grown women.
Yeah.
So even though I can be faster than some of them, but they can be stronger.
Yep.
This basketball IQ alone, like, that can get them bypassed.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we've been working out for a while here together, so it's exciting watching you go from high school to be a part of your decision, narrowing it down, and, you know, you telling me all the insights behind the scenes, and then choosing West Virginia. But do you remember the first time that you came here, your first workout?
Yeah, I do.
What was that like?
So nervous. Like, 'cause I saw one of my friends there. And I'm just like, you think I should go to Mike? He's like, yeah, Mike will get you right. He'll get you right. Even Bryce was like, he'll get you right. And I was like, okay, I'll go. I go, I'm nervous. I was like, I don't know what to expect. And then I get here, I was like, oh, I like it here. And then August, I decided I'm going to come here every day and just grind. And I feel like that, for my junior, senior year, really helped me help my team win a championship.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you basically lived here, you know, getting ready for your last season in high school, and then, you know, getting ready for your freshman year. What would you say is your favorite thing to do here, and then your least favorite?
Favorite? I like everything, honestly.
There you go.
Least favorite? I would say the hurdles.
Jumping?
Yeah, I really can't jump. Well, as of right now, we're going to change that, but
yeah, we'll keep working.
Yeah, those hurdles is.
Well, now that you're home for a few days over break, then you got to go back. You know, it's funny interviewing or talking to all these athletes. Everyone has some funny pregame superstitions. Do you have any superstitions or things that you have to do pregame, or the day of, the morning of, or the night before?
Well, obviously, night before and morning of, I always pray.
Yeah.
Give God thanks for being here, giving me this opportunity. And for pregame meals, like, I always sit in the same spot. I drink the same thing. I drink apple juice. I don't care if they're giving us lunch or they're giving us breakfast, but I'm always drinking apple juice.
What if somebody's in your seat?
I tell them, get up. Or they just know that's my seat.
Yep.
And now when we do stretches, I always have to do 13 on each leg.
That's lucky 13, yeah.
Some people say it's unlucky, but I think it's lucky to me. So that's just, I'm really sticking about those certain things.
And was that something throughout high school as well? Or
no,
it started in college?
Started in college.
That's great.
I wanted to change up every year. High school, I was just winging it. I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
I knew, like, who I'm playing. I'm like, all right, I got this.
Yeah.
But now college is totally different.
A whole different world.
Playing against grown women here. Yep. So, like, you got to stick to your regimen.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the experience you have and everything you've gone through to, you know, a younger athlete, you know, whether it's any sport, what advice would you give them, knowing everything you know now, going through everything you went through in middle school, high school, you know, the whole recruiting process? What advice would you give to a younger athlete?
One thing I would give is don't cheat the process, because if you cheat the game will cheat you, and you'll expose yourself.
Yeah.
Like, on the court, like, just anywhere, like, not studying for a test, what's going to happen? You're going to fail. Not practicing, not getting conditioning, what's going to happen? You're going to look tired on the court. So one thing I would say is prepare yourself and don't cheat the game. And one thing I would do say is do your research on these schools, because they'll tell you one thing, but you got to do the research for yourself, or ask other people. Just social media, DM, and do whatever. Like, get the inside scoop, like, so you won't be, like, starstruck when you get there. Because one thing I'm glad is I did my research. And when I get there, I was obviously starstruck about COVID.
Yeah.
But everything else, I already knew to expect, because I asked about it. So that's one thing. Do your research.
No, that's great stuff. And we got to use your resources that you have to get all the information you can. And, you know, like you said, there's always somebody else out there working. So if you're sleeping in, somebody else is going to be working out, you know, getting those extra reps in, whether it's on the court, in the weight room, in the classroom. It's all great stuff. I think, you know, it's important that kids listen to what you're saying because you put in a lot of time to get where you are. Now being a freshman at West Virginia, do you think, you know, from where you started in that shooting contest in fifth grade, have your expectations changed? Do you have different goals for yourself now that you're at a higher level? Or do you have goals each week that you set for yourself?
Well, from fifth grade to now, I say that I've changed my, like, expectations for myself. I always give myself high expectations, and I always try to at least reach them or go beyond them.
Right.
So I just felt like me pushing myself throughout those years, middle school, high school, has gotten to where I am now. And I'm not going to stop that because look where it's gotten
right.
me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just feeling like, honestly, hard work, like you say, putting those extra reps in, weight room, classroom, court, fields, yeah. wherever, like, that pays off. You might not think so, but it pays off.
Right. People sometimes just got to be patient and, you know, and just keep grinding, keep working. I mean, I'm super excited to continue to watch you grow as a player and a person and watch this season for you. It's awesome you got to come home for the holidays. I got to see you. So I wish you the best of luck. I can't wait to continue to watch and see, you know, see how much better you get, and hopefully you guys beat Baylor that second time.
Too.
So now we're going to go keep it 100 with Mike Kaplan. One word answer, just rapid fire. I'm going to say two different things, and you just tell me which one you like better.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Sleds or resistance bands?
Sleds.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
J. Cole or Drake?
Oh, I love J. Cole, so yeah, J. Cole.
Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
Yeah, you don't want to go TikTok viral?
Nah.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Spotify, Apple Music?
Spotify.
AirPods or Beats?
Oh, man. I like AirPods when I work out sometimes, but I like Beats because it's noise canceling. AirPods.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
What's your favorite late night snack?
Late night snack. Depends on my mood.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like not really in like a chips mood. Sometimes I'm like in a chocolate mood. Honestly, I don't even get snacks. I get drinks mostly.
Yeah.
So, apple juice.
Yeah, you like that apple juice.
I love apple
that's
juice.
That good luck charm. Now, being from New York, playing in West Virginia, is the food different, better, worse, or just different?
It's just different because I'm used to like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. I can go out, go get something to eat at the corner store. There's no corner store. Two, they're closed. Everything is closed. So I'm just like, this is not what I'm like used to, you know? I have to get everything earlier or buy food and cook, and it's no problem. But I'm just so used to like always, it's like, oh, let's go out to eat real quick.
That's funny. Yeah, being from New York, everything's open 24/7.
Yes. Like, McDonald's are not open 24/7. I was so heartbroken.
That's that adjustment. That's that West Virginia life.
Yeah. Got used to it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
It's all right. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
You're welcome.
We got to beat Baylor. We'll be following you, watching through this journey, and good luck.
Thank you.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by East Fitness Long Island. Endurance, agility, speed, training. Train like a pro, be around pros. We take pride in growing athletes of all ages, of all sports. Get faster, stronger, and even jump higher. We have the Dunk Factory if you're into basketball. The Lax Factory if you're into lacrosse. And we got ladder workouts to up your footwork in soccer. We have DJ scratching and drones flying on Fridays if you're into ambiance. And if you want to memorize Pop Smoke songs, this is the place for you. A fun and friendly atmosphere, but we work hard too. To book a training session, find us at eastfitnessli.com. Fight.